Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Little Deuce Coop thinks it's time for our friends at Affordable Automotive to be here in the house. Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. The owners are Ken and Kenny Chartel, and Kenny Chartel is here with us this morning, along with our ADX marketing consultant, Howard Seaton.
Good morning.
Good morning, Meg. How are you doing today?
I'm pretty good. I like this weather. I know it's not freezing out, but it's just a little less humid, a little cooler.
It's quite nice. You walk outside, you're not drenched in sweat yet, so that's a great feeling.
You have five minutes.
Last night I got home, I took a little shower, I went outside, I felt that little browse. That's 5 minutes too long. But we are getting closer.
We're getting closer for sure.
And you know, as that weather changes, things change for our cars too. So that's what we're here to talk about today.
I have a question for you right off the bat.
Go right ahead.
I thought about you this morning. I park my car. It's outside. I don't have a garage. And I get all that stuff that's falling.
Oh, from the oaks, the trees, the leaves.
All the stuff. And it falls down underneath, you know, where the windshield wipers are?
Yes.
And then there's that little space between your engine and the windshield wipers?
Yes.
And then you also have that as you go back around to the trunk?
Yes.
So do you have any advice on what I should be doing? Because I suspect that's probably not good for the engine.
Well, I'm glad you bring that up. That's that could be one of those things.
I'm completely blindsiding him with this question.
No, it's funny. Just last week, I had a customer's vehicle that had the same thing. I popped the hood, and unfortunately, they were having airflow problems into the vehicle.
Of course. Of course.
And where that cowl is what they call that, where that windshield wiper is, right there.
It's like a little pocket, but it's perfect for catching everything.
In front of the windshield, but behind the hood, if you will. That little pocket, like you said, that's what they call the cowl, the windshield cowl. And actually, that plastic panel covers up your fresh air inlets, along with that wiper motor, and other components underneath there. But the big thing is when debris, like what you're describing, gets up and underneath there, couple things can happen. One, it holds all that moisture with the leaves and debris, which, while there is still quite a bit of metal under these cars, that can potentially cause rust. Two, the other thing is that starts to clog up that fresh air intake filter. You're going to lose that airflow coming into the car.
Okay.
Aside from the maintenance stuff, when those leaves start building up, obviously it's never a good thing. Really, there's no trick of the trade to get those off other than to just a little elbow grease, really.
Dig them out, okay.
You know, and especially around where your trunk area is, as you open and close that and that cavity fills up, you don't really want the leaves and stuff to get in between that seal, and then you have a hard rainstorm, and now the next thing you know, you get water intrusion. So, While the shade is nice in the summertime, sometimes then you always have to pick your battles. Do I want to clean the car more or stay, less hot?
Okay, that answered my question. I just was curious because I thought, boy, this is really accumulating. I wonder if it could do some damage.
Yeah, and that's a good Saturday, maintenance thing before it gets too hot. You know, just pop that trunk in the hood if you sit in an area where there's a lot of leaves or pine needles and things like that. Because remember, as all that debris falls down inside, not only your fresh air, but your wiper motors are involved and your blades. And so it just creates a mess. It's good housekeeping for your car. So while I have had the same problem too, I had the trees taken out, but that always isn't the case. So
have control over that one.
But even then, you still get all that debris and stuff that builds in there. So good question. Good car care maintenance. So.
Okay, this is the Car Care Show with Kenny Chartel from Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. Already got some questions coming in for you, so we'll probably get right to those if that's all right with you, sir.
Absolutely. Well, let me just remind everybody, Affordable Automotive, we're located right there at 399 and 98 at 5366 Gulf Breeze Parkway. We're located a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo, and be sure to give us a call today to schedule an appointment at 850-932-0811. Let's get some of those questions back.
Okay, first up, do you guys do headlight alignment?
Well, headlight alignment is a kind of a finicky thing. You need a very broad open space and a dark one at that to be able to make sure that these headlights are level. While we do have some ability to adjust these headlights, obviously there are some other, your windshield repairs and the companies that do your ADAS reset. What is that? Your advanced detection warning systems for the cars in front and your blind side and your, when you're making a turn and that car next to you didn't see and the car starts beeping. So those kinds of companies are capable of really setting up those headlights. But yeah, absolutely. We can get them to a pretty close specification. You always want one a little bit lower than the other. And then pointing in just a hair. You don't want them too high. You'll be blinding the other driver, and, of course, the road won't be lit up.
And what's the advantage of one being a little in from another?
Well, obviously, you're going to be lighting up the surface of the road a little bit closer to the car.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
So, you know, a lot of these vehicles have fog lights on them, too, mm-hmm. where they automatically will come on. And so closer to the car in a dark, you know, in the evening time, you're making a turn around a stop sign. You can see a lot closer to the car rather than 20 feet out in front of you.
Okay.
So, but yes, obviously, if you're having some headlight issues, we can certainly get those adjusted. Just depending on the style headlight, you know, with this ADAS stuff, they do require some precision recalibration. But for the most part, we can take care of those headlights and get them adjusted so you're seeing properly at night again.
So probably they should call to make an appointment?
I would say give us a call, make an appointment, and we'll be glad to take a look at it.
Okay. Got another question from one of our listeners. Sean wants to know, I've been changing my blinker fluid twice a week. Should I do it more often, less, or is that perfect?
No, two sounds just great. You know, I always try to keep my blinker fluid changed if there was some, but being there isn't much of a blinker fluid, I'm curious what kind of fluid he is using.
Yes,
that I think
is interesting. Can you text us back and let us know?
Yes, I would think that would be great. But yeah, sarcastic joke there. There really is no blinker fluid on any of these cars. You just have light bulbs as such.
I use tears for my eyes.
Yes, sometimes you can use tears when those things aren't working and the bill becomes expensive to repair. But, yeah, no, the blinker fluid is always one of those running jokes, you know, in the automotive industry.
I didn't know that.
Check that blinker fluid. Make sure those fluid levels are up. But, yeah.
Oh, he says, I love this guy. He's clapping with clapping hands. .3 fluid.
.3 fluid works for me, but make sure you put it in the right reservoir, not in the headlight lenses.
Ooh, okay.
.3 brake fluid. Now that gets into, you know, actually brakes and a difference between what we're talking about and that running joke of brake fluid.
Okay. All right. Well, it's a private joke I don't understand because I'm not a car person. But
you're becoming one, Meg. Well, you're learning.
True. I am learning a lot.
Yes.
But if you have a question, there's no question that could be too dumb. Trust me, this is the Car Care Show. It's all about learning about your vehicle and finding ways to take care of it. 850-437-1620. And right now, Kenny, we can be talking about where you are located, of course, over in Gulf Breeze and
we've
the accessibility.
Been there for 30 years this year, going on 30 years. And my father started the business when that area of Gulf Breeze, again, a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo, there really wasn't a whole lot out there.
No.
We could crawl across the highway about 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Today, you couldn't run fast enough. So as things change and growth happens, we've seen a lot of new great customers come through, and we appreciate every one of those. And, of course, if you haven't been to our shop yet and are in that area, you know, we're always there to lend a helping hand. So, again, that number is 850-932-0811, and call and schedule today.
Okay, well, one of the main messages that I've learned on this show is don't wait for something to break down to get it fixed. The old adage of it ain't broke, don't fix it. No. You want to be preventative with car maintenance, and I've learned anything from Kenny and his dad, and that's something I learned before this show.
Yeah, absolutely. That old verbiage of if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
It doesn't really apply to cars.
No,
don't do that.
You really need to stay on top of this stuff.
Can you review some of the warning signs? I mean, some of the things, like for me, sometimes my car, when I would accelerate, it would sort of hiccup. That might be a sign, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's some things that, you know, hey, my car just started making this noise.
Clicking
or it feels
noises.
Different, you know. Yeah, I'm accelerating and all of a sudden it stumbles a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe it doesn't quite get up to speed like you thought. You know, those could all be issues that are worth paying attention to and things that we need to maybe address, worth calling and scheduling an appointment with us at Affordable Automotive. You know, obviously, if you're making a turn and you're hearing a clicking noise or anything like that, you know, a lot of these cars are front wheel drive, meaning the front drive wheels are what's moving you forward. And they have CV shafts, and those constant velocity shafts have knuckles in it, kind of like our hands. So if for those of you out there cracking your knuckles, think about that cracking noise when you're making a right or a left-hand turn.
Yeah.
But constantly, and those who have had that issue know what it sounds like. And so, again, those are just some quick warning signs that maybe your car is in need of a little bit of maintenance or attention at that point. But, you know, a small noise can become an expensive repair, so it's important that you try to stay on top of this stuff. Don't let that cracking in the CVs or that slightly less than great acceleration or that stumbling, you know, go a week, 2, 3 weeks. Mm. Well, the time has gotten away. Well, a lot of times there's more that can fail in that time with a failed part.
So mm-hmm. listen to what your car is telling you.
Absolutely.
Basically. Hey, it reminds me of that 60s series.
Oh, yeah.
My Mother the Car.
Oh, my
Mother
gosh.
The Car is a little before my time. Maybe you could explain.
But hey, see if there's anybody out there that remembers that. But My Mother the Car, and it was Jerry Van Dyke, Dick Van Dyke's brother that was starred in that.
And the mother, what was it? Their spirit was in the car
mother,
or something?
The mother has passed away, yep. And her spirit came through the car.
And was speaking through the radio.
And spoke through the radio.
Kind of like what we're doing here.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. So okay.
Speaking.
So listen to your car.
Listen to your car.
I know I'm not crazy. There may be somebody out there remembers.
You
know,
I remember, actually.
My Mother of the Car.
And maybe there is a way, you know, we can turn that radio down, and you can hear a lot. What's going on with that car? You know, maybe when you're hitting the brakes, is there a squealing noise you notice now with that radio off?
That'd be my mom because she passed. Well, she'd probably be yelling at me.
Slow down.
Hey, son, you're going to be, you know, you just crashed.
Okay.
Your whole engine.
We were talking a little while ago about the blinker fluid. And so Sean texted back and it says brake fluid reservoir only. LOL.
reservoir fluid only. Exactly.
He says, great.
Thank you, Sean.
Great sense of humor. Have a great day, Meg. And the expert panel. You too, Sean. We appreciate you sending in your questions. So I got another one. So we've got the hotline today.
Oh, hotline.
850-437-1620. This one says, do you do pre-purchase inspections? Or do you have to go to the dealership? Or can we come to you? What would be the cost?
Oh, absolutely. We definitely do a pre-buy inspection, as we like to call it. And yes, by all means, that'd be fantastic. We always recommend to our customers, bring it to us before you sign on the dotted line. That way we can tell you whether or not what we see and what they say it is matches up. So often we get the vehicle in after it's been purchased, and unfortunately there's usually a laundry list. Let's remember, oftentimes people don't sell their car because it's working great. Man, best fuel economy. I don't need tires break. They usually don't give away a great car. So it's important to get a look at it, whether that be coming from a certified auto repair, which they do a great job of looking the vehicle over. But it's always a good idea, in our opinion, to get a second opinion. And a lot of times these independent and car lots will let you have the vehicle for a couple hours in the day. Let them know you're going to take it, have it checked out, and then at that point, we'd be happy to take a look, give you our thoughts on it, and if it's a great buy, we'll send you down the road saying sign, and if not, hey, pump the brakes. There's a lot of options out there. So.
And you have all the program software and all that with National Carfax?
Yeah, absolutely.
Reports, and you
we had discussed a little bit of that, and that's just like your service reports for your cars. Mm-hmm. You can get that in the maintenance side as well, and it's through Carfax,
if you will.
From the VIN of the vehicle. And pretty much anybody who's worked on the vehicle who has that system, and most of your dealerships and shops do these days, should have a history report of what is done from more or less mile zero. So, one of those things we definitely love to encourage as far as the pre-buy inspection. Usually runs right around that $75. Give us a heads up, of course, call to schedule it. But we understand that buying a car is usually a 1 or 2 day deal. You know, I found a car, I want to buy it, let me get it in. So give us a heads up and we can usually fit you in.
Be safe.
Okay, that sounds good. Now we have a caller on the line that has a question for you, Ken.
Wonderful.
Stacy, we had a question for the Car Care Show. What's your question? And I think you mentioned it was about AC, not anything any of us would be worrying about.
Mm. Well,
go ahead, Stacy.
Yes, thank you. I just recently had my condenser replaced. My AC has always blown, like the pressure has been great, the volume of air, and also the coldness. But recently, overnight, it just, you know, like it worked one time, and then the next time I started it up, it was not cold anymore, but it was still blowing a great volume of air. Mm-hmm. Well, I got it repaired. They said the condenser needed to be replaced, and that's why the air was no longer cold. The day I picked it up since then, it's been colder, but now the air is barely blowing. So I really feel like it was related to that repair, but I don't know what would have caused it.
Yeah, well, I appreciate the call in, Stacey. Yeah, that, you know, we do see a lot of condenser failures. And what that condenser is it's basically like a radiator in front of the vehicle that works mm-hmm. with your AC system, and it helps take all that hot air out of the vehicle and makes it cool. So while we have seen those fail and they'll clog up and they do need replacement, that's usually in the front of the car. So if now the volume of air is all of a sudden gotten much less, that's usually something inside of the vehicle, either a blower motor. If it does seem to work on all speeds, then we can rule out that blower resistor. But maybe uh-huh. something worth checking is that cabin air filter, if that volume is just completely failed. But, you know, that'd be a strange thing for it to just kind of all of a sudden, you know, really diminish in the amount of volume if we were just working on that condenser initially. But, yeah.
Right. So my question, I was wondering, do you think it's related? It's just so, I guess it could be just a huge coincidence, but I just didn't know if something was hooked up wrong or blocked or, you know, accidentally when they were replacing the condenser that caused it.
Yeah, typically those are not related items. I mean, they are all working in the AC system, but if that volume of air is just diminished, that would be separate and underneath that dash area.
Could she bring it in to you just to take a look and see?
Yeah, by all means, Stacy, if you're in the area where we're at over there in Gulf Breeze, by the Gulf Breeze Zoo, we'd love to take a quick peek at it and kind of see. We'd be happy to give you our 10 cents and see what we can do there. But, yeah, I'm trying to think in my head, there really would be no relation there unless in the process of the repair, something got stuck over that fresh air vent, but that seems a little odd. You would see that as Meg and I were discussing the leave situation
right, yeah.
on that cowl, and that's mm-hmm. really where all that fresh air comes in.
That might be something to check, too.
So right. it might be something to check, but it does seem a little bit odd, but a weird coincidence do seem to happen on these darn cars.
I know, and I just keep thinking, gosh, it's so odd, you know, that it just, I mean, from the moment I was like, oh, it's cold, but then I'm like, wait a second, it's not blowing.
It's not blowing.
What about our cabin
yeah,
filter?
Yeah, it's so strange.
What about our cabin filter?
Yeah, absolutely. That cabin filter's, you know, normally you don't get that sudden loss of
yep.
volume, but again, if some debris fell in there during the repair process, then that would be something to look at as well.
Oh.
But yeah, Stacey.
I swear, I feel like it's something like that. Yeah.
It very well could be. And oftentimes we find something simple that has just caused a kind of an issue there. But please feel free to give us a shout at 850-932-0811. And Ken's there working the phone right now. He's running the front end, as he's known to do for 30 years. So he'd be happy to maybe get you on the schedule to see if we can get you by if you're near, and we'll be happy to take a look at it.
All right, Stacey. Thank you so much for calling in. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say real quick, remind me of the name of your place again. I'm sorry.
Oh, yes. Excuse me. Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze, Florida.
Okay. Affordable Automotive. Yeah, I've heard good things about you. Okay.
Wonderful.
I'll definitely give y'all a call. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks
Can't
for listening
to
Pep
Thanks,
Talk.
Thanks, Stacey.
And this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on the Car Care Show. Ken Chartel is here with Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. Got lots of questions rolling in, so I wanted to see if we can get to them.
It's a busy Tuesday.
I know. So here's the next question. I have a 2008 Suburban, and when I pump gas, it only lets a small amount go in at a time before shutting off, even when the tank is empty. Why is this happening, and what can I do to fix it?
Yes, this is
Ooh,
a very
awesome.
Common, this is kind
oh,
of a
man.
Common GM problem we've seen often, and it can happen from your Suburbans, Tahoes, to your trucks, too. But long and short of it is, normally there is a valve that will allow that tank to fill up. It's a purge valve underneath the hood. And that valve will open and shut and allow it. Remember, as you fill up a tank, you've got to displace that air. So as you're filling it up, that air's got to go somewhere too. But what can happen is the charcoal canister, without getting too deep, is all these little pebbles and stuff. And it can actually fill up and block that line that's supposed to allow that air to release from that fuel tank. And so what has actually happened probably is that line has gotten filled up with the charcoal canister pellets as that charcoal canister breaks up. And now as you're trying to fill that tank, you probably are getting a lot of, you know, excess gas out of the filler. And what's happening is it's pushing that filler stop, thinking that it's full because all that air is trying to rush out.
Oh, wow.
Now, okay. Unfortunately, what ends up happening there is, again, like I mentioned, that charcoal canister starts breaking apart and all these pebbles get into this line. The only real fix for that is you have to drop the fuel tank, and that line runs from front to back, and you drop that line, and basically you clear that line. In extreme cases, we've had to get a new line, but most times we can do the repair by dropping the line and then clearing out all those pebbles, putting a new canister in there, and then you should be able to fill it up again. But, yeah, we have seen that a lot. Again, more detail. We can go into more detail on that. But the long and short of it is a tube fills up that's supposed to vent the fuel tank. And when that clogs up, you can't fill that tank up.
So that's something that definitely needs to be fixed, right?
Yeah, that's something we can definitely take a look at for you. And we'd be happy to get you a quote on it, too. So feel free to give us a call over there at Affordable Automotive.
Okay, what's that number again?
850-932-0811.
All right, we're talking with Ken Chartel with our Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. Got another question coming in, so I'm trying to get to all of them this morning. I have a 2017 Mustang GT. Cool. Recently, the passenger side window periodically goes down and up. Not all the way down, just a little. The window factory setting was reset, but the issue is still going on. Any idea what this could be?
Yes, that could be a potential issue in that window regulator motor. So inside of that door panel, you got a motor that rolls that window up, and then you basically got like scissor arms that sometimes move that up, or a set of cables. Now, there's a, believe it or not, there's a little computer on this regulator now. You know, the days of the window crank, Howard, you know, and just up and down are long gone.
They don't do that anymore?
No, and the window switch just going up and then down is long gone, too. So anyway, it complicates it, and it goes through a computer for the auto up and the auto down and things like that. And what we have seen on those is that the malfunction is inside of that that module, or that computer, that window regulator module will fail, and no longer will it be able to program itself to stay up. And all of a sudden, sometimes it'll just go down if you hit that button, and it'll stay stuck at that halfway point and won't go down any farther. So that is something we have seen before. And again, by all means, feel free to schedule an appointment with us at Affordable Automotive, GulfBreeze.com, or call us at 850-932-0811, and we can take a look at that for you.
And does that take a long time to fix something like that?
No, door panels actually are easy. They haven't changed those to being too hard to get to yet. So that's something
that's
we can
good.
Take a look at and then get you a good estimate, and then you know, hopefully get a part in there for real quick.
Okay, we're trying to get to all your questions before we run out of time. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our expert is Ken Chartel with Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. This one's from our listener, Janet. She's a good friend of the show. Janet's asking about long-term car ownership. She says, I have a 2013 Hyundai Sonata with 57,000 miles on it, and while there are regular maintenance manual recommendations, it's common sense, you know, to have time and environment, to have your oil field filter changes, etc. But what should be done to keep a car driving less miles since I retired, to keep it good up to that 200,000 mark, which may be another decade? So what can she do? What should she do to keep the maintenance and keep that car running for a long time?
Yeah, well, it sounds like you've done a great job in keeping it to this point. And with the low miles on it, you're just breaking it in, honestly. The biggest thing you have to worry about as the age goes on is all your rubber components. So like your drive belts and maybe your hoses. It's important to, when the oil changes or your inspections are done, to have those looked at a little closer too. You know, that rubber dry rots. We're in a humid climate, I know, but the rubber does dry out. And so that's some of the biggest things we see on a lower mileage vehicle, you know, over the course of time that goes on. So you might have a 20-year vehicle with 60,000 miles on it, but the drive belt just starts getting a little bit dry. Your hoses become a little bit brittle. Those are some of the big things. You know, the additives that you can throw into the fuel tank, unless you're sitting for a long time, just make sure that you start it up and drive it every couple of weeks. It'll be just fine. Keeping up with that maintenance schedule is the best thing you can do, but a little added maintenance and inspection on those rubber lines as well.
Okay. Thank you so much for everyone. I'm sorry I didn't get to everybody's questions today, but we'll be back again with the Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze. Can anyone give that information again?
Absolutely. Affordable Automotive at Gulf Breeze, 5366 Gulf Breeze Parkway. We're located a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo. Give us a shout today at 850-932-0811. And as always, thanks for listening to the Car Care Show. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Kenny. This is Pep Talk.